website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We're going to be looking at a number of issues today, all of which I feel should be viewed through the prism of the Word of God. You see, the Word of God, the Bible, is the truth book. It is the prism through which we ought to look at each and everything that takes place in our nation, locally, statewide, internationally, and globally, as we look at these events. What does God's Word say about it? How should we respond to it? And I'm talking about we, Christians, conservatives, and patriots. How should we view these events, and how should we respond to them? Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing local, state, and national, global events that we must sit up, take notice, and recognize that God's still on the throne. God's not abandoned us. God has not, someone used the illustration many, many years ago, God's not the old white-headed man sitting on the front porch with in his rocking chair with a cane in his hand looking down at the earth and saying, oh, my, I wish I could do something about it. God's in control. He's not abandoned us in this old world. But we have a book, a Bible, that He's given to us. As we study the Bible, as we look at the Word of God, we see what God has done, is doing, and shall do. So therefore, as we view current events, we need to view them through the prism of the Word of God. We're going to introduce our special guest in just a moment, but I want us to understand today, as we face the news from a biblical perspective, we're going to be talking about Cracker Barrel. The people upset in America just because Cracker Barrel changed the logo. We're going to be looking at the D.C. streets. Did President Trump violate the Constitution by going in and cleaning up D.C.? It's been 14 days today, I believe. There's not been a murder in that period of time. Whereas before, there were several per day. Why should illegals in America be able to get a driver's license that qualifies them, supposedly, to drive an 18-wheeler truck across our nation? What should be done? There are a lot of folks that are all upset about the illegal invader with an illegal driver's license driving an 18-wheeler, and as a result of not being able to read road signs, cannot speak English. He's responsible for 3 deaths. I call them murders. Should he be convicted and sentenced, or just simply deported? There are several, as I understand it, several million that have signed online asking that he be released, that he just be fined or something, because after all, he's innocent. He didn't mean to do what he did. We're going to be talking about that. And then also, if time allows, we'll be talking about mass surveillance. Most of us are aware of the fact that on most of the expressways and the entry gates, if you please, to major cities, that there are cameras that can read your license plate. But we're witnessing today cameras networking across America so that every place we go, we're being followed, traced, tracked with mass surveillance. Should that be allowed? Is there anything wrong with that? What does it connote, and where will it lead our nation and our world in the future days when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, steps on the scene and controls this whole world? Those are the events and others that I believe we need to consider today from a central Biblicist viewpoint. As I speak about a central Biblicist viewpoint, I'm talking about the Bible, what I call the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, there's a declaration statement about the word of God. Now, I don't know about you, but it's a comforting verse. Thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a nation today, we have a globe today, that seems to be in a constant chaos, a constant sense of concern of where is truth. We've got a socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic party that wouldn't know truth if it slapped them in the face. Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So regardless of what people might think about truth, we need to understand truth is truth. However, I go back to the secularist George Orwell and his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I see that today as being factually on target with what we see taking place. For example, if I could just bring in one of the issues, for example, with Garcia, the one that's a gang member, one that was discovered to be bringing in illegals and sex trafficking, a wife beater, she's called, from Maryland. Now, the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left, called the Democrats, they're saying we need to give him his constitutional rights. Whoa, wait a minute. The question I'm going to ask our guest today, among others, does Garcia have constitutional rights? What does it mean that he has constitutional rights? Where in the Constitution does it say that? Ladies and gentlemen, it was former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what he said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And ladies and gentlemen, some of the latest survey says that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% said there's no such thing as absolute truth. Their position is that each and every person determines their own version of truth. I think about every time I state that. I think about the book of Judges and our Bible. Everyone is doing that which is right in his own eyes. That's what we see in America, that I believe it has devolved to, that everyone's doing what is right in his own eyes. I'm looking at a headline. Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And the article goes on in part to say, a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education. And there's no more serious problem than the notion that is fashionable in academia today and for decades now that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception, or it's simply cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. That should give us a good understanding as to what's happening in America, how it's happening, why it's happening, and what is taking place. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, and they have a full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen. They can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the professional landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the center, right at the heart of the south side of Jacksonville in the Mandarin area. It's right at the intersection of the Beltway of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of the flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, we're going to introduce our special guest today and remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So the question that I lay out before you, our listening audience today, what are your thoughts about Cracker Barrel? Are you upset because of the logo change? That's almost a joke. That's what the media is telling us. What about the D.C. streets? Are you delighted to see President Trump cleaning up our nation's capital? Has he done something wrong? Has he broken the Constitution? Is he becoming a dictator, as the media would have us to believe? When we're talking about these that are coming in, the invaders, illegal invaders, under the Biden administration, we're told all kinds of numbers. Some have said as low as 12 to 15 million. I say between 22 and 25 million came in under the Obama/Biden administration. And now we're finding more and more deaths as a result of it. And yet we have the bleeding heart liberals saying, oh, no. Just find them and let them live in America. We're going to talk about that in depth today. But ladies and gentlemen, the question is, as we stand at this moment, why are people upset about Cracker Barrel, about changing the logo? Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have with us today Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. He's a conservative. He's a Christian. He's a patriot. And always welcome Mike Hill to be with us today. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today on Face the Issues.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. Your monologue, as usual, was spot on. You hit all the right points. And one of the first ones you brought up was this change in Cracker Barrel. And I'll have to admit to you, Dr. Youngblood, I had scheduled a lunch with my son-in-law probably about 3-4 weeks ago, and we decided to eat at Cracker Barrel. We went to Cracker Barrel. I didn't know they had done a logo change when I went. This was last Wednesday, I think, is when we sat down for lunch, and I noticed a change on a logo. And as I was waiting for, this is a true story, as I was waiting for my son-in-law to arrive, I looked on my phone, and all these new news feeds popped up, and one of them said, Cracker Barrel changed their logo. And that's when I noticed it. I said, oh my goodness. Well, we went ahead and ate there. The place was not full at lunchtime like it normally is, though. I will admit that. And as we left, I'm waiting to pay my bill. Usually I'll go over to their candy section because they'll have some candies, old-fashioned candies that I like, the sugar daddies, the sugar babies, some stick peppermints and so forth.
You're making me hungry already.
Dr. Youngblood, they were all gone. All of the charm that made Cracker Barrel what it was gone from their little shopping area. And that's when I noticed, and my goodness, I said, well, I won't be eating here until they get rid of that CEO and go back to normalcy.
Congressman Hill, let me not play the devil's advocate, but to bring out a little history and to get your take on some of it. Cracker Barrel's been in existence, as I understand, for about 47 years. 47 years. It had the what I call the quaint country setting. Been in Cracker Barrel perhaps as much as 100 times in my less than 100 years lifetime. And you find old saws on the wall. You'll find, how would you say, old hand tools fastened to the wall. Signs of yesteryear of different sodas and different brands, the signs on the walls. It was an idea that you go in, and it was a family setting, moms and dads and sons and daughters, kiddies, you know, just toddlers or infants, etc., going in and having family meals together. We've had meetings there with others together. We've had special occasion meetings at Cracker Barrel. We've eaten there many, 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 many times. But we started noticing recently that most of these artifacts, if you want to call them that, are not hanging on the wall anymore. No more do you have the basically rustic walls. Most of the event, most of the pictures and things have been taken off the walls. All of the lattice work dividing the different sections are gone. Fresh paint on the walls. Now, it has a fresher look. It doesn't have the old setting look. And we thought, well, you know, there's somebody's modernizing the buildings. But God forbid, I would have never dreamed that this is what is really the issue. The issue, as perhaps you already know, is not the logo change, though that is part of it. The logo change is almost emblematic of what's behind the scenes with the woke CEO. The feminist CEO, woke-minded, came into operation, carrying out the operation of Cracker Barrel in 2023 is the year, you might remember, that Cracker Barrel started serving alcoholic beverages. And we thought then, well, you know, this is odd, it's unusual for a family setting, for a very famous, very well connected group like Cracker Barrel, where the place is packed with every meal. It's very, very unusual to have them serving alcoholic beverages. We pondered the thought of continuing to go even at that point. But now what has taken place, let me just read you an article and then get your take on it. I've got about 8 or 10 articles on Cracker Barrel alone. Cracker Barrel has been one of the most beloved brands in America for decades. That changed this week with the logo redesign that infuriated the public. But the problem goes much deeper than just a logo change. Cracker Barrel is fully woke. Now it's time to expose everything. Here's the highlights that you need to know. Cracker Barrel has funded all ages, listen, funded all ages pride events for many years in Nashville Pride Week and the Third River City Pride. Cracker Barrel worked with the far-left HRC organization and reportedly sponsored HRC events for 10 years. They even brought the HRC representative to their Tennessee headquarters to do a pronoun and transgenderism training for all of the workers at the headquarters. The HRC supports child sex change, men's and women's bathrooms. They work to normalize, legalize both things. They work to force transgenderism in the workplace. Cracker Barrel sponsored the Out and Equal LGBTQ Workplace Advocates Conference, presented a workshop on how Cracker Barrel has made progress supporting all LGBTQ causes. This group works to push sexual topics and pronouns in the workplace at Cracker Barrel. Had Cracker Barrel had a coming out day, and its pamphlets passed out to their Nashville headquarters, their Tennessee headquarters, as well as pamphlets about supporting LGBTQ youth, also creating a safe zone with work free from heterosexual and crowd gendering comments and actions. A total commitment to DEI policies. Cracker Barrel has many activist employees driving the far left policy and its agenda, and I could go on and on and on. Simply put, Cracker Barrel has become totally woke. Cracker Barrel has been for years behind the scenes pushing the sodomite agenda, and now with the new leadership, totally woke. So now I've said a whole lot. What are your thoughts? How should we as Christians and conservatives view this, and what should we do?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I didn't know that Cracker Barrel was full supporters of the sodomite LGBTQ movement. until this weekend when I read similar articles to the one that you just quoted. You would think that Cracker Barrel had learned a lesson and would have pulled back when they saw what happened to Bud Light when they went in that direction. And then also with Target, you would have thought that they would saw this is going to hurt the bottom line. So I don't understand why they are pressing this, why they are continuing with this, except for I thought about it, and this could be the only reason, and that when we have those investment companies, BlackRock and Vanguard, which are also going full CRT, DEI, LGBTQ, and will not provide the necessary funding to some of these big corporations unless they will go that route, unless they obtain a proper score for being properly woke with the CRT, critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. I suspect that may have been what was driving them, but I might be giving them too much credit, Dr. Youngblood. I just think that they have this relatively young CEO who has embraced that entire woke agenda, and I believe she is going to learn the hard way, just like Bud Light did, just like Target did, that the base in America, the MAGA America, the 84 million people who elected Donald Trump are not going to tolerate it. And I think Cracker Barrel is going to feel the weight of that, the price for doing that very soon.
You're exactly right. In fact, I don't know if you know the latest. I think there's been about over 500,000 signed online petition to boycott Cracker Barrel. Their stock had reached a high of $180 a share, and as of last Friday, it was down to like $49 a share. So I think,
wow.
I think the net number was they'd lost about $100 million just since this news got out of their embracing the sodomite agenda. I'm looking at another headline. Cracker Barrel ditches the Americans and its customers and call for the boycott and the iconic brand change. Cracker Barrel could be headed for the, as you said, this article reads, headed for the Bud Light treatment after the brand unveiled changes of American Americans are fuming. The bad news for the company was delivered by over 500,000 posts on X calling for a boycott, and goes on to talk about 410,000 views have pointed out specific changes that the customers are outraged over. And the bottom line is this. I'm looking at an article where Cracker Barrel published documented embracing of the LGBTQ, entitled Celebrating You Being LGBTQ. On behalf of Cracker Barrel, LGBTQ Plus Alliance and the DEIB team, we want to this is Cracker Barrel now, we want to celebrate you for being you. It's our greatest mission to ensure that pleasing people, that means all people, LGBTQ Pride Month people, each June as an important time to reflect on what took place back in June 28th, 1969. They go back to so-called Stonewall, where the LGBTQ sodomite agenda started, supposedly. Goes on to say, as June prompts us to reflect on the core values of pride, people, professionalisms, respect, and integrity, diversity, and excellence. Cracker Barrel believes that these are, listen now, read it again, people, professionalism, respect, integrity, diversity, and excellence. Cracker Barrel believes that these are the core pillars that should guide us to our decisions year-round, end quote. Now, you can't get any deeper into the mire than that. You can't get any deeper into the sodomite agenda than those words coming out of the new CEO heading up Cracker Barrel. And just with that, my position is, Congressman Hill, and I don't know your position about boycotting. My position is that Cracker Barrel should be boycotted by every family that has kids that do not want them introduced to watching people sipping on suds across the table from them, where the kids get the idea that mom and dad's brought me here, so it must be all right. Secondly, with the sodomite agenda, when you look at Romans chapter 1, you see what God says, where he's turned them over to a reprobate mind. And here is the corporate headquarters and the CEO of Cracker Barrel saying that we celebrate you. We celebrate your sodomite agenda. We celebrate who you are. And they go on to say Cracker Barrel believes that these are the core pillars that should guide our decision year-round. Congressman Hill, what say you about that kind of statement from Cracker Barrel?
I think it's going to cost them dearly, Dr. Youngblood. I agree with you that Christians, that families with children, or families that value traditional, moral, Christian, American values should boycott Cracker Barrel, should not patronize them at all. I didn't know that they started selling alcohol there, Dr. Youngblood. I haven't eaten dinner there in probably 2-3 years, but I didn't know that they were selling alcohol. I just didn't even think about it. But you're right. It's wrong when we have celebrated my granddaughter's birthday party there. She is now 10. When she turned 7, we celebrated her birthday party there 3 years ago. And if I had known, I guess they weren't doing it back then.
Right.
But if someone were to say, well, let's celebrate it again this year. I said, no, we're not going there. We're just not. Because here's the thing, Dr. Youngblood. They are trying to force this sodomite agenda on the American people. They're trying to force us to accept it. But here's the problem. And this is biblical, Dr. Youngblood. Those sodomites do not want merely your acceptance. They don't want merely your approval. They demand your participation, and they never stop. They're never satisfied. The next thing you know, they'll want to have drag queen shows at Cracker Barrel. They'll want to have drag queen book readings there at Cracker Barrel. They're never satisfied. And so because they're never satisfied, we should not tolerate it. We shouldn't give them an inch. We should stop it in its tracks.
Absolutely. That's my complete embracing of your statement. I'm looking at another headline, Cracker Barrel's deep ties to DEI and LGBTQI+ agenda. Now, this is a major article. I'm going to pluck out two brief paragraphs going back to not just the LGBTQ, but the DEI agenda. And now for the benefit of our listeners, I want you to talk about DEI, DEI hiring, what it connotes. But this article reads, Cracker Barrel worked with a group called Connexion Americas as part of their DEI efforts. This group helps illegal immigrants, providing them with lawyers and executive directors opposing the president's deportation. Now listen, here's the point. This entire article is talking about how Cracker Barrel has bought the, if you please, the belief that somehow they can be involved with the DEI and all of these networks across America, and part of that the Cracker Barrel organization sponsors and is involved in is that of groups helping illegal immigrants, providing illegal immigrants with lawyers and executive director opposing President Trump's deportation. They're against everything that we're for. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like what they're doing, Dr. Youngblood, is not only pushing this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which simply means that if someone who was not necessarily qualified to do the job based on their own merits, but that they are going to force this person to work there despite their abilities or their capabilities for working. And this goes back to something even more sinister, Dr. Youngblood, and that's communism. Mm-hmm. That is why they want to force all these illegals on us. They're trying to tear down our capitalist, family-oriented society and instead make it communism. They have to break down the family unit in order for communism to work, which, by the way, it does not work.
Absolutely. Hold your thoughts there, Congressman Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. We're going to continue our thoughts right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
Is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WT